This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as I come to you live and in living color this morning on a Saturday morning from my great, great, great flagship radio station here in Tampa, Florida, from the Salem Media Group. Now, we also broadcast out there to great radio stations along the line on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCN Live on the website. We're heard all around the country. And we also have select Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest radio markets in America. Welcome aboard. And, of course, just for good measure, we drop in some leading independent stations around the country, too, and enjoy talking to everybody all the way along the line. Now, we are streaming right now on the Internet. You can hear us streaming. My website, by the way, the Captain's America Third Watch, streams this program until the next new show comes on all weekend long. So you can hear it over there at thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com if you miss any part of it. Now, we're also on the Westwood One satellite, so there you go, worldwide. And a special shout-out goes out to our great, great, great veterans and our active-duty military, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. Now, for everybody that's working on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women coast-to-coast, border-to-border, we thank you so very much for doing what you're doing. Also, the FedEx, the UPS drivers, the bulk mail haulers delivering the mail. Yep, got to have the mail. Our suicide jockeys delivering the gas, the diesel, and jet fuel and other petroleum products that we need to have. Definitely need you guys and gals. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there. You can find out how to get our podcast and how to see where we're found around the countryside and all that good stuff, too. All right, well, joining us right now from California, the land of milk, fruit, nuts, honey, and Nancy Pelosi. Oh, and by the way, outside that corridor, out in the valley to the east, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Nice. Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yep. And you're high and dry at the moment. That's a good thing. Okay, thank you very much, boys and girls. Thank you. Okay, thank you. All right, there they go. And, of course, they're wanting to go inside because now it's 85 degrees outside. It was 94, let's see, 3 hours ago at midnight, 94, right here where I'm at in Tampa at the airport.
All right, yeah, very cool. 68 degrees here in Southern California.
I'll take it. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
Here we go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed and started on Judeo-Christian actions. Now, we started out talking about the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, who, in my opinion, is trying to become relevant again instead of just being a thorn in everybody's side, because he is probably, from where I'm sitting, one of the worst attorney generals we've ever had in this country in terms of what have you done for me lately.
Well, as a matter of fact, there's a Rasmussen poll out there. 44% of voters, they view Attorney General Merrick Garland unfavorably, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, which is a majority, we might add, in case people can't count. We have a lot of people that either don't want to know or aren't paying attention or aren't tuning in and all that, and they really need to get on the bandwagon and understand that their country's being taken right up underneath them, and it's going to come a point where they're not going to be able to do anything unless they start getting involved, like, now.
Well, right. I mean, I think this election is going to point up some very stark choices that America has. They had the very stark choices back in 1980, for example. It's not apples to apples right now, but certainly the stakes are just as high. And so I think with all these things going on, the American people are going to see, wait a minute, why is this two-tier justice system seemingly constantly going in favor of the liberals or the Democrats, this kind of thing? It really does make an impact on people. Whether they agree with Donald Trump or even voted for Donald Trump or not, I think objectively looking at that, they do see that something's going on here in terms of why did Hunter Biden get a sweetheart deal, and they throw the book at Donald Trump.
Now, Joe Biden is going around the countryside gloating about the economy and Bidenomics, correct?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the messaging.
Two years ago, yesterday, the average price of gasoline around the country was $2.38 a gallon. What is it now in your backyard, $5 and something?
$5.15, yeah.
How is that better? How is that helping the economy?
Well, it's not. And actually, now, up in L.A. County, I've got some people telling me that they've seen gas as high as $7 or $8 a gallon. So it just depends on where you're at, what the demand might be. But $5 a gallon is starting to be a tipping point, even in California, I think.
Well, I would call that price gouging. If it's $5 and something where you're at, it should be $5 and something just about anywhere, not $7 or $8 a gallon. That, to me, is price gouging, and somebody should blow those people in, but that's just me talking. All right, hold that thought there, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'll be down in Sarasota today for the gun show.
You're tuned in to the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Who was that masked man? Well, come over to the Sarasota County Fairgrounds today after 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. and you'll find out. That's Jeff in Sarasota. He'll be there with me. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team, over at Relief Factor. And Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I take it every single day and have been for the last 13 years. The reason I take it is simple. Two words. It works. And you wouldn't hear me talking about it if it didn't. And it works for all types of different discomforts that you have, and pain included too. By the way, my problem was my leg swelling up and the circulation problem that I was having, plus my back, of course, being broken not once but twice, the second time being fused, vertebrae, and that was a constant nagging problem to me. But with the Relief Factor, it goes away and I don't have it, or it's certainly tolerable instead of being annoying and just aggravating the way it was. So because of the natural ingredients that's in Relief Factor, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, I continue to take it every day. In the morning, I get started with breakfast, and I take the four packets that come in the individual package. They're wrapped in the four little individual pills, easy to take, because they're 100% drug-free. Now, it's kind of like taking a vitamin pill, if you will, because it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Now, I'm not saying that this will work for everybody, but everybody that I've run across where this has worked, they swear by it. They swear by it. And that's what I'll stand by. What I tell you, it's going to work, and it's working for me. I'm talking about myself, so that's why you should try and see what happens. Now, it'll work to a different degree to other, you know, with other people, but it'll do something for sure. And, of course, it supports the healthy joints and muscles that you need to have anyway. Now, all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time on the website, relieffactor.com/captain. go over there, and for $19.95, you get involved and start taking it for the 3 weeks, the quick step that you'll start the start it going. And then after that, you'll be asked if you want to get it monthly, if you want to get it bi-monthly, that's every other month, if you want to get it once every 3 months. Well, the longer you go, the cheaper it gets per capsule for the capsules. So that's up to you as to whether or not you want to buy it in a higher quantity and save money. But I would stick with the monthly thing just simply because it's a little easier to track that way. At least I think it is. So there you go. Relief Factor, pardon me, relieffactor.com/captain. And in the words of Kyle Warren,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 in a 3 week quick start. Give it a try and see what will happen. And you'll be thanking me for it later. All right. So back to Kyle and back to the show. Biden, gloating about the economy was where we were kind of left off at. And, of course, he's talking about Bidenomics and how good things are and all that. And I point out two things. When they do the cost of living and they say, oh, it's only gone up 2.7%, 3.1%, whatever the numbers are, they're not telling you that 3 weeks ago gasoline was 60 cents a gallon cheaper than it is today. Now, it seems to me that if you take 60 over a $3 price and add that together, you got yourself a 20+% increase in the rate. Is that not about right?
Well, sure. Of course, they don't want to talk about that. They're not going to mention that. They want to put their best foot forward into any kind of report that shows inflation may be cooling. There's a jobs report, et cetera, et cetera. And then you want to put a name on it. You want to put the name Bidenomics so that all the great messaging that you're putting out there, even though it doesn't include all these things that people see in their everyday lives when they go to buy gas and groceries, you put this name on it such that you think you know, in other words, their job is they've got to fool enough people about this. But we're not going to let that happen, are we, Captain?
No, we're not. And we're not going to let them try to hoodswank some people out there either by saying stuff that's not true. Because what happens to the groceries in the grocery store when that gas and that diesel keeps going up?
Well, all the prices go up commensurate
sure
with that.
Because the freight automatically goes up.
Well, of course it does. And so that's why you go to the grocery store and you say, wow, how did I spend $50? I don't think I bought all this much stuff. You know, you go in just to get a couple. You know, sometimes you run into the store to just get a couple of things, and it turns out to be $50, let's say. I mean, those are those shocking moments when consumers say, wait a minute, something's afoot here.
Yeah, I went to the Heart Healthy section to get my healthy food that I buy. That I've been developing a taste for and switching my diet around a little bit. And I had two bags, and it wasn't a lot of stuff, and it was $100.
Yeah, it's unreal, the amount of money that it takes. And so now, but everything else is more expensive. And so you start making these decisions. You know, it costs a lot of money to truck stuff over to the restaurants and supply them. Now you go to the restaurant and it's very expensive. If you want to take your family out to eat, it's astronomical by comparison.
So Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor, is resetting his campaign again. Again, he's got another new campaign manager, and he's moved some people around, brought some new people in. And some Republicans worry that his message is getting in the way of what he's trying to accomplish.
Well, right now we understand, of course, as you know, he did fire his campaign manager just recently. He made the other statement about the drone attacks on cartels, but evidently his central message now, he's starting to lean into, is the quote, war on woke. And, some people are wondering if that's going to be enough to really carry through his campaign.
Well, he said that he's going to bring the Florida style of the Department of Education and what he's done there to take back the Department of Education and put it back in charge of the parents to the country.
Well, right. It's an interesting issue with Governor DeSantis, because he has been obviously successful in Florida and in different areas, but the issue had become that Donald Trump didn't fizzle out yet, from their perspective, to get into the campaign. And unless and until that happens, I just don't know that Ron DeSantis can break through the noise. He's got a lot better chance than many of the other declared candidates and the candidates that will be at the debate. But it's very difficult in this whole thing.
Now, for those people that live in Illinois, I feel a little bit sorry for you because the Illinois Supreme Court upheld your assault weapons ban. And again, the word assault weapons, they've got that all wrong. They're not assault weapons because they call an AR-15 an assault weapon. And that's not what that is. I just don't understand why they can't get the legal jargon correct. And they have to mix it up the way they do. But I don't know. We'll hear about it, I'm sure, Sunday night on Mark Walters' Armed American Radio, right?
Well, that's right. But then there's that term, assault weapons. So it goes something like this. You know, you don't want to have assault weapons out there, do you? Because that's a bad connotation. That means this is something like you're going to use in order to go attack people, this kind of thing. But in reality, they're guns that, A, look scary, mostly to the far left, and it's another way of demonizing the idea that many people in this country want to exercise their Second Amendment rights to be able to own firearms. So, again, that's the chiseling away.
Now, Portland, Oregon is a hellhole by all descriptions, right?
I think, yeah.
A beautiful city that's been destroyed by...
Yeah,
beautiful city that's been destroyed by homeless.
Horrible.
Yep. So
how horrible. That's right.
So the Oregon governor has created a task force of white shirts to clean up crumbling Portland. Really? Are they actually going to get out there and get dirty themselves?
Well, I think part of this, too, is trying to look as though you're trying to take some kind of action because the world has noticed, everybody understands, and there's a lot of problems associated with the deterioration of law enforcement, defunding the police, and having these kinds of policies. It's not something that works in the real world. And we're getting more and more examples of this. Look in San Francisco. Look at what's happened, unfortunately, in Portland. This is not funny anymore.
It never was funny. And I think they should take the homeless people that are there and say, okay, you got two choices. Number one, you either help clean up the mess that you started, or number two, we load you all on the board and boat and ship you all over to China and see how you like it there. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more. Bottom of the hour, your stations get a chance to identify themselves and do whatever they need to do. Kathy's going to take us to break, so Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. There are questions being raised about the newly appointed special counsel in the Hunter Biden investigations. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley's happy with the idea of the appointment, but he is surprised that it is Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss.
Short answer to your question is, it's about time. On the other hand, I have some question about Weiss doing it.
Republicans have accused the Justice Department of giving Hunter preferential treatment in the case by offering him a sweetheart deal. The last fact, Voyage of the Demeter is setting sail at the box office. The horror film that features Dracula netted $750,000 from Thursday previews at North American theaters. It's expected to make between $7 and $9 million in its first weekend against a budget of $45 million. Meanwhile, Barbie is expected to take first place for the fourth straight week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now, it doesn't matter where you're listening to me right now around the country. If you are having trouble trying to get your foot problem or ankle or knee or leg problem taken care of, you owe it to yourself to call up Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, especially if there's a wound involved, and get it taken care of. They have seen people from all across the country, and they do it on a need-to-see basis. As you come over here to take a vacation, get on a cruise ship or something like that here in Florida, people stop by and they get treated, and the process starts, and then they're told what you need to do, this, that, and the other, which is not that difficult, not that complicated. Maybe you take a little medication, maybe you put some cream on something or whatever, and away you go, and they give you a little exercise chart. But it's all very easy to do. And all you got to do to find out is call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you if you're from out of the area, because they'll definitely hop on it and help you to the best of their ability. They help me, they'll help you. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, this is right up your alley, I think. Real estate experts are saying that challenges to buyers and sellers are the greatest ever because sales in some parts of the country are way, way off, and in other parts of the country, you can't build the homes and the apartments fast enough.
Well, it is, yeah, it's a mixed bag in the sense that depending on what part of the country you're in, you might be experiencing very low volume, or there might be some, for lack of a better term, booming going on. Exactly.
Like where I'm at in Florida, it's booming everywhere you look around. You cannot look somewhere and not see something new being built.
Well, exactly right. But I think one of the biggest issues here, of course, is the mortgage rates, because people simply don't want to spend that extra money. In other words, they can't buy as much house with the same money these days, because their payments will be just literally through the roof. And while equity seems to be expanding, it's difficult to go out and get a home equity loan because that's also going to be more expensive at these higher rates, and your monthly mortgage is going to really skyrocket.
Well, there are some people being very creative when it comes to building homes. For example, these shipping containers that keep showing up here, there, and everywhere. I got a friend of mine that's taking the 20-foot and the 40-foot containers, and even the ones that are bigger than that, 44, 48-foot, and using them for homes, and then, you know, sticking another 8-foot-wide container onto it to give them an extra wider living area. But, you know, if you got the property, they got the stuff, and it's very easy to do. And they're secure, they're solid. You don't need to worry about the wind blowing it away. What's it going to blow away?
Yeah, good question. Well, there are all kinds of different things. I mean, you know, you've also got the people who go out and build the tiny homes and things like that. But in general, the real estate market is typically based on, you know, people looking for a traditional style home. And as we get to the end of summer, yeah, a lot of times that's when people have settled in, where if they are going somewhere, especially if they have kids, and that actually applies to that more than anything, because they get settled, time for school to start.
Do you remember the A-frames?
Sure.
Well, they're back, and they're being built once again in urban areas, not rural areas of the woods, like where some of them were going for cottages and whatnot, but they're being built in some of the rural areas, and they don't look too bad. They don't look too bad.
No, not at all. Another trend that we'll see, too, is the redoing of commercial areas, like around shopping malls or a retail, that would start to incorporate apartments or other condos or living spaces that are going to be more concentrated in near retail, such that, you know, people aren't driving somewhere. A lot of people want to just simply walk to the entertainment center or those kind of things. So we'll see a lot of transition to that.
Now, some retailers are having terrible problems, especially out there by you in California, which is where all of this seems to have started. By getting stuff ripped off, organized theft, I'll call it, is involved now. People come in there and they literally take everything they can carry or put in a shopping cart or whatever, throw it in their car and drive off. Nobody really bothers them. And if some of the store employees or somebody tries to bother them or stop them, they wind up losing their jobs, right?
Well, that's right, and I think part of that is there's a liability factor that I think some of these larger companies, they don't want an employee to get involved in an altercation for numerous reasons, but overall, what it does also is you get the criminals that say, I can go and I can get whatever I want, and it's happening all over the place. It doesn't have to be just in a large city or San Francisco or places like we've seen on the news. It happens in different places all around the country. But what happens then too, Captain, is that things will become more expensive. They have to, because of the losses that are being incurred. And so who's going to pay for that? The paying customer. It used to be, it's unthinkable for you or for me or just about anybody listening to this program, I'm sure, that you'd walk into a CVS pharmacy and just take your duffel bag and fill it all up. Or even so, just to walk out with a bottle of shampoo or something that you didn't pay for. It's just unthinkable. But now it's becoming the normal thing for people to go in and do that, and do that in a very organized way.
Well, they don't walk out with one of anything. They walk out with $100 or more worth of stuff. I forget what the exact figures is, but isn't it $1,000 they can steal and not be charged?
Exactly. I think it's just under $1,000. But
yeah,
but
you can carry a lot of you can carry a lot of stuff for $1,000.
Well, that's right. And so this is why you're also starting to see a lot of things going behind plexiglass. You're going to have to go ask them, you know, I'd like to buy some toiletries today. I'd like to buy some this or that. And you've got to go get an employee that can unlock it, and then you can pick your product.
I went to buy some razors, and I went to buy some, you know, the four-bladed razors for my favorite shaving device. And I went to buy some aftershave lotion. And I had to ask them to unlock the counter to get it.
Right. Yep. That's right. And so this changes the landscape almost entirely. I mean, at some point it will, of retail. There's no more walking into the store and sort of browsing around and sort of taking your time and picking things and putting them in your cart and then checking out, because you'd live in a world prior to this where people were fundamentally honest when they went to get these things. And so now it's going to be, I need this, I need that. They're going to have to go get it for you and bring it to you or help you get it. It'll change, and because at this point now, the stores themselves will fundamentally have to change.
So when are we going to get control of, well, we know the borders are a problem, and a lot of this is coming from the border, too. People don't have any money, and this is what they're doing. They're going and stealing this stuff, and then they're standing on a street corner and selling it.
Well, sure. That's right. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to be too flippant here, but, I mean, why don't the Democrat local governments or state governments or legislatures, why don't they understand that all this stuff gets stolen, then it gets sold, and guess what? They never collect taxes. Right?
Yeah.
I'm not trying, as I said, I'm not trying to be too funny, but there is then this whole underground economy that goes on, and you think they'd want to at least collect the taxes. But it's a terrible commentary where we're at right now.
Yeah, very, very true. And of course, we are talking to Donald Trump. Almost a Trump. We're talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And of course, we're talking all things, well, when Denise Simon comes in here from FoundersCode.com, she'll be in here in the next 10 minutes or so. We'll take her to the top of the hour. We're going to get into a conversation with her about all of the stuff you heard us talk about if you've been listening to us since we started out this weekend show. We're going to talk to her about the January 6th case and what's going on there with Donald Trump and with Merrick Garland and all that. I'm sure she's going to have an interesting take, right, Kyle?
As always, yes.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. The saga continues.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
to cut it back here, but we ran out of time with the song here. But I'll tell you what, Kyle, that is an oldie but goodie, a classic, and I like it.
1985 from Starship, and great line in the song. Kind of how I feel every night, knee deep in the hoopla. I love it.
Yeah, you're knee deep in the hoopla, and you're going to be right now. So hoopla away there with what you got out west.
Also about that song, it's a Bernie Taupin song as well. I think he wrote the majority of the lyrics on that. All right, so going out west, we continue to have some very hot weather in the offing for our friends up in Oregon and also up into Washington, also a little bit of Northern California as well. Excessive heat warnings heading up Interstate 5 from about Redding all the way up to north of Portland, Oregon, up to Longview, but over into northern central Oregon, and then up through Washington State, basically, you're going to have excessive heat watches going on. Temperature folks can go up to over 100 degrees, maybe 108 in some places, so please do be careful. We do have an aerial flood watch right now just north of Santa Fe, New Mexico. So, once again, be careful, and back to the captain.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to have some heat down here in Florida. I just set out and put on Facebook the latest update and advisory for my area. Feel like temperatures are up to 115 degrees where it's going to get really, really, really scorching freaking hot. So be careful, folks. All right, well, here we go. Speaking of the heat, we'll do that first. Starting along I-10, way out west in Texas where Pecos and Midland and Odessa all come together. You're going to have, whether you come across I-20 or I-10, you're going to be in probably most of the way, all the way to Jacksonville, Florida, and southern Georgia over towards Valdosta and over towards Brunswick. You're going to be in 100-degree-plus temperatures all the way across. There is no escaping it on those roads. Now, when you get up on I-20 coming out of Dallas, which will be, again, in the hundreds, you'll be in the hundreds all the way across to Georgia, where it'll let up a little bit, give you a little bit of a reprieve. But south of I-20, southwestern corner of Georgia, and down there towards Valdosta, you'll be in some scorching hot temperatures. Alabama, going to be terrible, miserable weather. Mississippi, again, miserable hot weather. Louisiana, the whole state, including New Orleans, miserable hot weather. Arkansas, about two-thirds of the state will be under that advisory. Oklahoma, about two-thirds of that state will be under the advisory. Southern Oklahoma will be in the hundreds. Eastern Oklahoma as well. Texas, the Metroplex, again, Dallas, well over 100 degrees. On down to Austin, San Antonio, Houston, down into the valley, temperatures in the 90s and above. And moving up into the northern part of Missouri, we've been getting some storms there all night long since we started the show. And that, of course, is coming out of Kansas. It's just north of I-70, Columbia, the northeastern corner of Missouri. They got a flood warning in there, not a watch, a warning. So they've had a lot of rain up there. And we've got some severe thunderstorm watches behind that. All seems to be pushing a little bit to the east right now. And way up in northeastern Minnesota, Duluth, Minnesota, you guys are in the fog up there. Yep, you don't need to worry. You're in the fog. And in the northern part of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, same thing. Heavy fog, dense fog advisory, so be very careful. We're going to have some scattered fog along the eastern seaboard tonight in parts of North Carolina, parts of the Chesapeake Bay region over there around Long Island. There'll be a couple of clouds and mixed up in there, as well as up towards off the coast of Maine. So that's what we're looking at, Kyle. Tell us what we got in the way of the Pilot and the Flying J to look forward to, where they'll have lots of ice, right?
So I'm sure they have lots of ice, hopefully a cool interior if you're in the hot zone and anywhere around the highways and byways. So check them out, pilotflyingj.com. Check out their locations function to find out the nearest Pilot or Flying J travel center near you. And during the month of August only, you can get up to 5 points per gallon when you fuel up with Push for Points exclusively in the My Rewards Plus app. Check them out, pilotflyingj.com.
All righty, we're going to go up to the top phone line here. We've got Denise Simon calling in from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, I'm not going to get into the real hardcore stuff until after the top of the hour, but I do want to mention this. The White House is asking this Congress to make a priority of any funding going to the Ukraine, make that the number one priority before they spend anything on the border or the drug crisis in America. What do you think about that?
Well, if I were the Congress, I would take the money that Biden has been allocating to all things climate change, and I would be splitting that money between the Department of Defense so we can restock our own defense, and then the border, and then whatever is left, maybe give it to Ukraine.
Well, that would make sense, but then again, I have never known Joe Biden and his administration thus far to do anything that makes sense.
Okay.
Maybe there'll be something somewhere along the line, because as I said, when we come back from the break, we're definitely going to get into all this Merrick Garland stuff and Hunter Biden and all the other things that are transpiring there. But the other craziness that occurred yesterday was Sam Bankman-Fried was locked up because he's been tampering with witnesses in his jury trial. What a dope.
He has. He actually took his girlfriend's or his ex-girlfriend's, who was also handled all the books for the business. He took her diary and made it public, or was alleging to make it public, and she is apparently a state witness. So that's tampering.
Hmm. Well, the guy didn't look smart to begin with, and he looks even dumber now, and I guess now he's going to be sitting in a jail cell till the trial is completed one way or the other.
Right, at least I think until October.
Yep.
Is when his trial happens.
Yep. All right, here comes the music. Hold that thought. Kyle, you hang in there. Folks, we'll be coming right back after the top of the hour with Denise Simon and with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. More here on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're going to put Kathy to work again. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.